Becoming your best self, the devil is in your mind. I've been thinking about this. A friend told me about the book Napoleon Hill, about the devil. Sorry, the name's not coming to me. However, I think it is true because it's very subtle. These little thoughts come in, and I'm not in control of where my thoughts come from. Well, I am actually in part because the influences I put in, but for a large part, the thoughts are just there, and I'm an observer of those thoughts. So that thought, hey, it's okay, go sleep a little longer. That thought, hey, it's okay to eat this food that's probably not good for you. It's okay, hey, you deserve it. Those thoughts, there it's a possibility those are there from the devil, whatever you believe, right? They're not serving you. So whether you believe in God and Satan, whatever you believe, those thoughts are coming from somewhere, and there's a fight going on in your mind. And those little victories throughout the day are huge, and they test you, they make you stronger. So, for example, yesterday I was going to the gym. Then it was, hey, I'm in the shower. Put a 10 seconds cold water is what we usually do. Okay, but I didn't want to do that, but I fought through that. It makes me stronger. It makes me stronger. Just like when you go to the gym and you're lifting weights and you're breaking down muscle fibers, right? When you're breaking down muscle fibers, you may not be able to lift that weight today, but in a couple of days you should be able to lift it. So it's the same with the mind. When you go through those difficult moments in your day where you don't want to do it, you don't want to have to eat a salad instead of, the burger, but you do it, you train your mind, you callous your mind, as David Goggins says, and you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And that fight in your mind, whether you want to call it the devil, whether you just want to call it your thoughts or part of you, whatever it is, that's the key. It's those little victories throughout the day. It's going through that discomfort throughout the day. And after a while, when you do it for about 60 to 90 days consistently, it becomes automatic where it's not painful anymore. And that's where you really get exponentially better. You get exponentially stronger. What you want to do is all those little things that are painful right now, like for example, eating healthy,